You should be reclining comfortably, able to fully relax and let go of effort and tension. Uncross your arms and legs so that your energy can flow more freely throughout your body. Take off your glasses if you're wearing any. Close your eyes and take a deep breath as we begin. Each time you listen to this program, you will become more receptive. Subconsciously, to the suggestions that I will share with you. And they will continue to build like a castle. Block by block, as you discover extraordinary talents and abilities that you already possess, and you now create new ways to experience life. Your eyes are closed, and you can begin to relax a little more. And now you become aware of your breathing. Your subconscious mind has been directing this automatic function without the need for you to do anything at all. In the same way, this higher awareness directs all aspects of your physical body and your mind. And like the tides of an endless ocean, your breath continues to move in and out in a continuous flow that just seems to go on and on. And now, with your awareness, you begin to follow your in-breath, deeper, down through your lungs, and into the center of your being. Following your in-breath down into your abdomen. And then allowing it to flow out. Slowly, calmly, expanding awareness with this life-giving energy. And as you continue to follow this relaxing essence, the calming rhythm radiates a warm glow as oxygen now fills your body and delivers nourishment into every cell in every part of your being. Relaxing effortlessly. And before long, you come to a place where the effort it takes to be aware of just where that effort was is just too much effort. To try to make and it's really very easy for the conscious mind to relax and enjoy this peaceful breathing. Without the need to remember, just what to forget, to sense exactly where the breath has gone, or the entire body, which may feel as light as a feather floating on a breeze. And your conscious mind has already begun to drift to let go for a while to allow the body to relax the mind to relax along with it. And you've known all the while that it is much easier to learn these things when you are relaxed. And all people need to relax from time to time. To reset their bodies and their minds. Consider the professional athletes. Who are under tremendous pressure to be the best at what they do, and they usually perform very well that way. Yet, even those elite performers are never perfect all the time. And the games just wouldn't be as much fun if everyone was perfect. In the game of baseball, when the batter fails to get a hit, two out of three times at bat, well, then he is a hero and a champion. Earning a superior grade. Maintaining a batting average of over 300. And earning the admiration and the respect of all of his fans and fellow competitors. Even though he failed more times than he prevailed. And there is a lesson to be learned there. Because life is a lot like baseball. And being consistent is what really matters. And those athletes are under tremendous pressure. They must learn to relax and let go. And put those things into perspective. Because it is just a game. It's just a game. It's not the end of the world. and it's not life or death. Unlike the experiences of the unlucky people who live in war zones, for them, one strike could mean the end. They simply cannot afford to make a single wrong move. And those people are afraid. That someone might make a mistake. Or do something wrong. And life as they know it will go up in smoke. Which is why the people in charge of the weapons of mass destruction must be monitored at all times. And not make even a tiny mistake. Because that could mean the end. It's the one place in the world where mistakes must not be tolerated. And it is reassuring for us to understand that for us, a mistake is really just an opportunity to learn something not known before. So we can get it right. At the next opportunity. And no one is perfect. Because perfection is rarely necessary. And even those world-class athletes miss more times than they hit. Or they may even blow it all together. Which means they will probably get it right the next time. So they learn to relax their minds and they learn to let go they enter the zone. And allow the subconscious mind to do it for them. Trusting in their own abilities. To recall the right move. And to be fully present in the moment. And to enjoy how it feels when you give yourself permission to not always be perfect and to know what is really important and what is not. Just doing your best for now and letting it go at that. So here is what I want you to do. I want you to take a deep breath and think of that athlete. Whenever you feel tense, just allow your mind to go to that game and watch that athlete score. While your subconscious mind provides the answer that is right there all along. And all you ever need to do is to simply let go. Enter that zone and let it come home. All in good time. Right when you want it. As you continue to score. And I think you will enjoy being peacefully unconcerned and unable to worry about those things in the same way you did before. And you can now tell that part of yourself that does its job by trying to make you worry about things that are only opportunities. You can tell it now that you really do not need it anymore. And you do not listen to it anymore. So it can just go away. Or find another game to play. Which allows you to recall how many games are so much fun. Which reminds you of all the good things, and they pop into your mind at just the right time as you relax and let go and go on about your business. Realizing that you know it, and you will do it when it is time to score. And now you know.